Blog Talk Radio.
Something. So I started following him. The guy has like 1.3
million followers. I mean, he does all these. LaShawn Shedra, hell, I can't even pronounce it, man. I'm from Texas, but the guy is funny. And right now, I want to bring him on, the one and only Alex James, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing good. I do apologize for the mix-up. I appreciate the, at least we're texting each other, kind of keeping them, you know. But, man, welcome to the program. I got to say, I'm a big fan, man. I mean, you're hilarious, brother. Where did you get it from, your dad's side, your mom's side? Where did you get all that craziness?
Nothing. I'm telling you, my parents are the most corniest people that you have ever met in your entire life. So I don't know where I got my sense of humor from. It's definitely not genetic. It definitely did not come from as far as I know, it didn't come from my direct descent from my mom or my dad. Perhaps it's from the family past, but definitely not my mom and dad.
Now, what is so crazy, like I said, Alex, I was not really big into the 7 second little vines. And then my, now to all the callers out there, I see you. I see all you guys. I will give you all ample time to say hi to Alex and everything. So please stand by. We got a lot of callers. And they're calling for you, Alex, not me. So that is, I got to ask this, man. You're crazy as hell. I mean, I love, you know, my favorite ones is like you talk about Mitt Donald's and the Roaches high five and your toes and just where do you come up with these skits, man? I mean, where do you come up with? I mean, just I know the one, you know what, the Katrina. I mean, where do you come up with this stuff, brother?
Well, you know, really, the whole reason why I have mine is because, and a lot of people complain about, you know, the seconds not being long, but that's, you know, that's the whole point of it. You have 7 seconds, 6 or 7 seconds, to be the most creative or as funny as possible. And that's what really, I mean, I can take a whole day or my whole day and cram it into 7 seconds, and people enjoy it, and I enjoy it. And it's just where I get my material from is just the stupid crap people do every day or something that people do every day that just irks them or pisses them off and they don't say it out loud or they're thinking it. Well, I vine it and I put it in 7 seconds and people enjoy it and I enjoy it.
Yeah, I got to say, to all the listeners out there, we have the one and only Alex James. He's a Vine star. I mean, 1.3 million followers. I mean, over 30-something thousand on Instagram.
1.4, boo-boo, 1.4.
Oh, it's moved up. I do apologize.
Yeah.
I do apologize. Get that. Hey, you get that damn number straight. So,
right?
You know,
I work hard for that.
Yeah. No, it would be different. If it was only 1.2, 1.3 would be fine, correct? If I said 1.3.
No, I could have 100 followers. And I would, you know, I enjoy making people laugh. So if I'm making 100 people laugh, I'm making 100 people laugh. So it's amazing that I have 1.4 million, but 100, you know, I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah, that is so crazy because I know I've tried to do the vines, and usually I'm drunk when I do them. So to me, they're extremely funny. And then the next day I'm sober. I'm like, what in the shit was I thinking?
That's
you know,
funny.
So that is crazy. But, hey, listen to all the listeners out there. We do have the Vine star, one and only Alex James with 1.4 million followers. Hey, right now we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Listen, your last digits are 4709. You're with Big Dog Radio. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, who are you speaking with?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Katie.
All right, you're
hey,
on the
Katie,
line
how
with
are you?
What?
I said, how are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you? Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm good.
Hi. Me and my sister always tag each other in your vines. You're hilarious.
Thank you. Are you tagging her because this is stuff that she does, or are you tagging her just because you think it's funny?
All the time. Me and her always have the same exact thoughts, and so I'm like I see it, like the one today about the flash photography. I saw that today,
right?
And I tagged her in it because that was so funny, because me and her always do that.
Exactly. And that's, yeah, thank you for understanding that. Because a lot of people, they're like, why do you vine this? And I'm like, because it's funny. It happens. It
exactly.
happens to people. It happened to me.
I know.
It's,
oh, my God.
Thank
I'm
you
so
for
excited
that.
I'm on the line with you right now. I can't.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's so like, yeah, you're literally so funny, and I always like show all my friends your vines, and like always like I try to remake yours, and when I remake your vines, I tag you in them. But I understand you have a lot of people.
If you remake my vines, hashtag Alex James. I'll look at all of those. Tag
right, I'll definitely do that.
I can't really check the tags, but hashtag Alex James, and I'll look at all of those videos.
All right. I definitely will, and like when I play volleyball, and
oh cool,
yeah, and whenever my friends like if I somebody messes up or whatever, everybody looks at me and go ain't no game, because I always
okay.
say that like from your body like ain't no game, and then I'm like what bugs.
That is so funny, but thank you so much for following me.
No problem, I'll definitely tag you. I'll definitely hashtag you in my vines.
Cool, sounds good.
Great.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what's so funny, Alex? She's like,
what?
Hey, Colin, you know, you're speaking with hello, hello. She's like, hello. And then she realized you were in the line. She goes, oh, hey, hello, you're so nice. I mean, you know, she don't care that she don't want to talk to me. She's like, oh, shit, whatever. And then here comes Alex. Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
Yeah, that is so crazy. We're going to take a couple more calls, and I'll ask questions. Right now we have Natalie. Natalie, you're on the line with Alex. Natalie.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're on the phone with this. You're talking with Alex James. You got to be more excited about that now.
I am excited.
Yeah, right.
I have a Vine also, and I follow you, and I like all of your videos.
Oh, thank you. Now, do you like every one of them?
Yes.
Okay, good. You have to physically like, too. You can't just like. You can't just watch and like. You have to physically like.
Oh, no. I brag to my sister about you all the time and my
good.
Family.
Oh,
and
thanks.
You remind me of, like, a guy version of my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, you
talk
exactly like her.
Hmm? Oh, well, she sounds like she has a great sense of humor then.
Yes, well, Natalie, we thank you so much for the phone call, Natalie. Keep on checking out Alex and everything, and God bless, be safe, and be good. I don't mean to cut everybody short, Alex, it's just that we're limited time, you're a busy man. I'm going to take one.
Oh, you're cool.
There's a lot of callers. I'm going to take another caller, I'm going to ask you a few questions, so if you're on hold, just stand by, and you can talk to the one and only 1.4 million followers of Alex James. Right now we're bringing in Jolene. You're on the program with the big dog. Not Alex, just Minomsky. You're with Alex. Alex.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God, I love you. My friend Brian is online. We're both on hold trying to talk to you.
Cool. I'm glad you got through.
Yeah, I love your vines. He's really your biggest fan. He turned me on to you. He's listening right now. I know he's in the car behind me. But we love you.
Hey,
I just want to say we love you. And we're in Elizabeth City. We're only a few hours from you, so we're going to come stalk you at work one day.
Oh, very cool. You better not find out where I work, though.
we're going to find out. But he's driving through Rocky Mountain tomorrow, so he's going to come stalk you.
I'm actually working tomorrow, so...
Oh, cool. We're going to Google where you work, and yeah, he's going to find you, but yeah, we want to hear you say waterbugs.
Okay, stop. Waterbugs.
I love you.
I love you, bye.
Bye.
Alex, man, I have never, to all the listeners out there, we have Alex James on there, apparently it has really made my show stats go up with all the, I mean, when you were talking to, I have to work the board by myself. So when you're talking to the fans, I'll go and I start talking to the other ones. And that one, she was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, what's your name? Oh my gosh, what? I'm not Alex, it's Biddy. Oh.
Waterbug.
Yeah,
Waterbug.
Say Waterbug
to. Oh, Lord,
yes, you. You know, to all the callers out there, if when I get on the line, if you're not nice to me, you won't talk to them. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to be nobody. But what's it like, man? I mean, and we're fixing to get to you, Matthew. I know you're next, and I got a lot of calls. I got to ask this, man. I mean, 7 seconds of your life. You take 7 seconds out, you do a skit. I mean, you're having people, I mean, you're making my show look good, dude. But, I mean, you have people telling you they love you. I mean, how does that make you feel just doing 7 seconds and you got all these people who, I mean, you're a freaking star now. I mean, how does that make you feel, man?
You know, a lot of people, they ask me that. They're like, you know, how, like you said, like, how does that feel? And I'm telling you, it honestly, it feels absolutely no different. People are like, but you're famous now. Like, and people keep saying that, and I'm just like, but I'm still what I Vine about is me. You know, I'm being myself on my Vine. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It feels absolutely no different, you know. And a lot of people think that I'm conceited or big-headed or whatever, and I'm the most furthest from that. That's why I'm on the phone with you right now. I want to talk to the people that follow me. That's why I tell people to follow me on Twitter, because I want to respond to them. I like the interaction with people because, you know, they are the reason why I am where I am. You know, I've never forgotten where I've came from. You know, I'm not big-headed. I enjoy making people laugh, and that's what it is. At the moment of my life right now, you know, I'm making 7-second videos, and I'm making people laugh. That's how I look at it, and that's how you should look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Angelina Jolie. You know, I'm coming for her, but I'm not Angelina Jolie. So that's just really how I assess my life. Currently, at the moment, I'm making people laugh. You know, that's just who I am. That's who I've always been. So I absolutely feel no different.
So are you telling everybody out there that when you get married, you're going to carry a little thing of their blood around your neck too?
Okay, I didn't say I was going to be Angelina Jolie. I said I'm taking out Angelina Jolie.
I apologize. Right now, we're going to bring a couple more callers, man. The phone's blown up. You are on the line. Matthew, you are on the line with Alex James. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Yo, Alpha Cat. I've been watching your stuff since YouTube, bro.
Alpha Cat.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Wrong person, Bilbo.
Who's this?
This is Alex James.
Who?
This is Alex James, not Alpha Cat. He's a great Viner, though, and a great YouTuber.
I made it on. Yo.
What
you're nasty.
What happened? I went.
He said, "Alpha Cat is a Vine. He does the Obama impression, and when he called it, he said Alpha Cat. He's been following me since YouTube because Alpha Cat. You know, he's from YouTube and he's come to Vine. So I guess he thought I was Alpha Cat. I don't know.
Oh,
I ain't. Wrong person.
Oh man, Lord have mercy, Lord Jesus, touch this brother
not
right now.
Alpha Cat.
Right now, we got someone on the line who does know who you are, and Miranda, you're on the line with Alex. Alex.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Oh my gosh. Okay. I love you so much. Like you are like you're so humble and you're real and people can really relate to you. And oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Like, I tweet you all the time, and I rewind your minds, and I can't believe I got through.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that you can see
welcome.
That from my Vine, and not me just having to tell people that. But and I'm not always that angry in my Vine, you know? I'm making you guys laugh. That's the point of my Vine, is to make you guys laugh. Yeah, it aggravates me, but
right,
I'm making you guys laugh.
Right, you're taking that, like, human struggle and making it comedic and people can relate to it and it really helps a lot of people.
Yeah. Laughter definitely helped a lot of people.
Oh gosh, thank you so much for making Vines and we love you and
thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this is Mickey Henderson with Big Dog Radio. I'm on the line with Alex James. Oh Lord, Alex, how you doing today?
I'm good. You know what I just noticed? My shorts are inside out.
Oh, shit.
Literally.
I got no underwear
on. I'm sitting. I just walked out of McDonald's, and I just noticed my shorts are inside out. Oh, my God.
Well, there's a vine. Hey, there's a vine right there. There's a vine right there. You can think of something like that. Walk out with your shorts inside, like, oh shit, run back. You know, I don't know something. Hell, you're the master at that.
I can't embarrass myself like that.
Well, no, apparently you just did.
I know, right?
They're gonna be like, oh my gosh, that's that guy that Alley Cat dude.
I know. Oh my God, Alpha Cat was on the Big Dog Radio today. No, Bobo.
He had his shorts off, man, and I think he killed a guy one time, and he smokes in school. Yeah, it's all crazy, man. It's
exactly.
You know, Alex, to all the listeners out there, we have Alex James Vinestar. We're gonna take a few more calls. Now, where can the fans, you know, besides Vine, where can the fans mm-hmm. Give me your Instagram and your Twitter and all that so they'll know.
Yep. My Instagram and my Twitter is all the same. It's Alex James, ALXJAMES, so Alex James 10. I really do read all the tweets. I can't respond to everybody, but to let people know, I do favorite the tweet, so that lets you know that I did respond. I did read your tweet, and I absolutely appreciate it. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's the same thing, Alex James 10. And if you want to see my pretty little selfies that I do, and I do use filters, and I'm not ashamed to do that, you can follow me on Instagram as well. And I am starting a YouTube soon.
You need to. And we're on the line with one and only Alex James, Vine star, soon to be most likely a YouTube star. I'm reading I'm looking at your Vines now, and some of the, just the titles themselves, you know, Flat Booty People. I mean, I encounter some nasty people on the road. The funny one, I played Mario Kart too long to not use my skills.
Okay.
I love it. I feel like my unlock button is too loud.
It's so true, though.
No, you're right, man. You like someone walks by, you lock, look at you, like, oh shit, oh no, they think
they
that.
Totally does her that.
Exactly. And yeah. Right now, we're going to go back to the lines. We have Jordan. Jordan, you're on the line with the one and only Alex James.
What's going on, Alex?
What's up, man?
I wanted to call you a nasty.
You a little nasty. Calm down.
That's my favorite part of your runs. I watch every one that you ever do that you say you're nasty, and I'll keep rewatching them. But that you say it so perfect. And I've actually started using that word in my daily sentence.
Are you using water bugs also? Because that has just
of course.
Donation.
Water bugs.
Exactly.
Saying. It's necessity in what you do. And
I'm glad
the guy
you like
used to talk to who called you Alpha Cat, I told him to call you Alpha Cat.
Oh.
He doesn't watch Ron. I constantly am on Ron. But
funny.
It was good talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
You know, that's funny
so
that people are picking
up.
Yeah, people are picking up your little slogans and stuff. Like today, I used the word nasty, but I was with the wife. We were alone. Now, I couldn't fit in water bugs anywhere because that might, you know, ruin the moment. But thank you so much. You helped my love life with the word nasty. So appreciate it.
That is great. Well, and I'm not even going to – that's not – like, I'm not even going to take ownership of that. That's totally – That's So Raven. And a lot of my followers know that anyways, that I say that from – did you ever watch That's So Raven?
Yeah, you little – Mama said, get up, you little nasty.
You little nasty. Exactly. She follows me on Vine and Instagram. I absolutely love Raven Simone. She is a freaking – she's an amazing actress, and that, a lot of my followers know that. That's where the "you nasty" come from. Now, Waterbug was 100% yours truly, but "you nasty," I don't want to, you know, people to think I'm taking ownership of that. But yeah, those are. I mean, that's just it. And I've said you nasty, like, ever since I've heard her say that. That is just, that has been my line for about 10 years. And now what a bug's my new line. Been my line for about 2 months, taking ownership.
That is so funny because I did not know that's where you got that. And I remember that episode, her brother was asleep. Mom, you need to get up, you little nasty. And I remember that.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah, that's so crazy. We got the one and only little nasty Alex James on the line. If I call you Alex Kane, please forgive me. I had a guy on the program the other day named Alex Kane, and I talk to him a lot, and I keep almost saying Kane, but it's Alex James, the one and only Alex James. And right now, Brian, you are on the line with the nasty water bug.
What's up, nasty?
What's up?
I just ran a stop sign. Now I'm getting pulled because I was trying to talk to you and not paying attention to the roadway.
Shut up.
And then you just talked to my friend Jolene. She was the one who was telling you that we were going to stalk you.
Oh, Brian. Oh, y'all are in Elizabeth City.
Yeah. And one of my friends from Greenville went like your cousin's friend in high school. So I feel like I know you a little bit.
Who was it?
Jordan Linscott. And I can't
remember
your
know the name. Yeah, Jordan. I know the name, not the face. Yeah, Jordan and Scott. I know that name. I don't know why I don't know the face. But, yeah, you went to school with her?
I live in Greenville, and I went to school with her at Pitt.
Oh, I was just actually in Greenville, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm coming through Rocky Mount tomorrow, so I'm going to ride through Rocky Mount. I'm on the way to Charlotte tomorrow. So I'm going to come ride through Rocky Mount, and I hope I see you somewhere.
Oh, God. I'll probably be at the McDonald's. I'm always there.
I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Or to Zaxby's.
Oh, I love Zaxby's.
I'll probably be there around 12 o'clock. Don't tell nobody.
All right, well, let me get my license and registration out so I can receive this ticket.
You better hit him with the water bugs when he walks away.
I will hit him with the water bugs.
All right. Bye.
Hit it with a water bug. Hit it with a water bug. Hit it with a water bug. Right now, we got the one and only Alex James. We're not going to keep you telling us longer. I know you're a busy guy, but we're going to take a few more callers. And right now, we have the one and only Miss Jada on the line with Alex James. Go ahead and scream away.
Or not.
Hello, Jada. Jada.
Woman of many words.
Okay, we were on the line with Jada. I apologize, Jada. She was really excited at first to speak with you, and all of a sudden, maybe she was one of those types like, oh, my gosh. You know, when you see someone like...
I have a cousin named Jada, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy. I got to ask this, and we do got some more callers. What is some of the craziest things that the fans have told you? Not on the show, but like... I know you get a lot of messages. I know you get all. What are some of the craziest things that the fans, the followers, have said to you? Good or bad?
Well, you want the good and the bad?
Yeah. If you want to. I don't want to,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just didn't know what I was allowed not to say.
You can say anything. Anything you want. You can drop anything you want.
The best, you know, I wouldn't say the craziest because to me nothing's the craziest. Actually, if somebody did, I had 88,000 followers and someone did say they wanted to wear my skin and I was like, no. But somebody, the best thing actually is I've gotten tons of emails from people saying that, you know, they were suicidal or they've been cutting themselves and they really just found no outlet. And, you know, since Vines came around, I've made them laugh. And I don't want to take ownership and say that, you know, I've changed their lives completely. But, you know, and I feel really grateful that I am making some change into people's life and making them laugh. Because that is my sole purpose, is to make people laugh. And, you know, I love getting those emails of how I've changed people's technically change people's life or change people's minds about certain things. Because if they're laughing, they're not thinking about the stuff that they're depressed about. And that's really, you know, what my whole goal is to do is to make people laugh. And just, you know, if they've had a bad day, go on my Vine and laugh it off, you know? The worst thing that I have gotten was someone told me that they wanted – well, one person said that they hope I get cancer and die, and I'm just like, why? You know, like, first of all, that's so uncalled for. Second of all, how – like, why – you know, people struggle every day with that. Like, why would you force – like, try to force that on somebody? That's just disgusting. And then someone told me – that they were going to come to my house, bury me, and they will technically they said, the wording was, they gone come to my house, bang the door, and lock me in a box, was what they said. But I had my friend read it, and they said it's like a slang or a gang slang, saying that they're going to take me out or, like, bury me alive is what it meant. And I'm just like, as long as I got my phone and my Vine account, bury me. I don't care. Give me a phone charger and a Vine account, and I will do it. Don't mean nothing.
Make sure you got some McDonald's and no roaches.
Exactly. High-fiving the toes.
that high-fiving the toes. That is some crazy shit, man, and I'm sorry for language, but someone, I mean, listen, you're doing seven-second skits, okay? I mean, you're not just you're not deciding whether we should shut the government down and pay our government employees or talk about Obamacare. You're making people laugh and people come here, hey, man, I'm going to put you in a box. You know what? If you're listening to this program right now, kiss my ass. Don't do that
exactly.
to this guy. I mean, this guy, listen, you're not and wishing cancer on somebody. You know, I just lost an aunt a few months ago. I would like
exactly.
to kick your ass personally for saying that to the guy. You don't wish bad on people. And you know what? Whoever said that, I don't wish bad on you. I wish you get Jesus because you need Jesus. That's all I'm saying. You crazy. I mean, Lord.
Exactly. Go to church. You heathens need church. I'm just kidding.
What was that? That movie? Now, there's any kids listening, close your ears. Close your ears right now. What was that movie? What was it? That little, she's an old black lady used to play on Sanderson, and she's beating on the door. Blah, 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 blah. He opens the door. She goes, hey, have you, you know, had Jesus Christ as your personal savior? He goes, I don't got time. Slams the door. She's like, you heathen motherfucker. Come on, sister. Let's go down the road. I can't remember what movie it was, but it's pretty funny.
That's
how,
before my time. Is that before my time? I'm
21. Oh, you're 21? I apologize. I am 38, so that is a little bit, you know, I'm an old guy. You're a young guy, so, you know. But that's crazy how people really want to, like, let's take this guy out for being funny. I mean, come on, dude. That's just I got to ask this. Besides buying, well, I know that's your life, but what do you do? What are some of your hobbies that people don't know about? What are some things that you do when you're just, you know, not buying? Instagram?
I know, right? Taking selfies. There's a lot of people's questions. I'm a vet technician. And I was working full-time, like, Monday through Friday. But now, since Vine, I work nearly every weekend. I work, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But my practice manager, she's actually been able to work with me so I can work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so I can go to church on Sunday. So I'm a vet technician. I played college volleyball for two or three years. I was on the junior Olympic volleyball team before college volleyball in high school, and we traveled crazy places all over the state, and then I went and played college volleyball. Other than that, I don't really have any hobbies. I'm kind of like a boring person. Not really, but I am. I like to travel, and I like to go places, but I don't really like – Vine is my current hobby, so – other than that, because a lot of people have been asking me, why do I always wear scrubs? And the first thing I want to say, a scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly, also known as a buster. I'm just kidding. But, no, I'm a vet technician.
Vet technician. That's not bad.
Exactly.
I'm a porn star, okay? I do short porns, you know, because.
You know, you do what you got to do.
I mean, I say I'm a porn star. You know, my wife the other day, man, she was going through cleaning the closet out, you know, and she got mad because she found one of the porn tapes that I starred in years ago. I said, baby, I mean, come on. I started this years ago. And actually, when I say porn. It was an amateur tape. You know, and when I say years ago, it was just like a week ago when she was at her mom's, you know, for a vacation. But, I mean, you know, she can't stop on me. She can't stop on me. I'm an entertainer, man. You know what I'm saying, brother? She can't do that.
You got to do it.
All right. To all the listeners out there, we have Alex James. We're not going to keep you much longer. But we do have Jada. Jada, you're on the line with Alex James.
Hello?
Jada. Go ahead.
Jada.
Alex James.
Hello, Alex.
Was that a... Hey.
I'm kidding. I'm trying to weird my sister out. Hello.
How are you doing?
I am grand. I am vining as we speak.
What are you vining? What are you currently vining right now?
Speak again, please. Speak again. I'm vining this right now.
Okay. Hi, Jada. Thank you so much for calling in, and I love you very much.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't get that on the vine. Dang it. Dang it. One more time. One more time. Hold on. Ready? 7 seconds. Ready?
Wait,
go.
Did you tell me to sing it?
Oh, no, do whatever
I
you want.
I love you, Jada. Forget Alex. I love you. I love you. Forget Alex. I love you.
Are you ready, Jada?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, Jada, thank you so much for calling in, and I love you very, very much.
Oh, my gosh. Bless your heart.
No, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Make sure you tag hashtag Alex James. Everybody, if you forgot or did not or missed that, hashtag Alex James if you want me to see your video. Because the tag, I get so many tags a day that and it's impossible to keep up with. If you hashtag the Alex James, I'm able to just click that hashtag and then just scroll through the videos and watch.
It is so crazy. They love you so much. And then I say something, they're like, okay, I'm sorry. You can talk to Alex now. I mean, Lord have mercy. Your fans are passionate about you, but don't you step on their toes when they try to talk to Alex. Lord have mercy. We're going to take a few more calls. I'm going to have to cut it short, man, because I know Alex is busy. I believe, is it Tori? Tori, you on the line with Alex James.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this.
Hi, Tori.
Hi, Alex. I love you so much. Your vibes are so funny. Me and my friends on my soccer team, we have so many inside jokes.
Do the rest of them not know?
Like, our favorite is the one where you're like, I'm going to take off all 30 bracelets, both my earrings.
And give you time to run. How
cute. Yes, exactly. Oh, my God.
That's
probably
funny.
One of my favorite vines ever. And waterbugs, of course.
That is funny. And a lot of people, I'm surprised that no one's asked me how long it takes to film a vine. Because a lot of people, they just think, you know, I film it and it's done. Because I like, you know, if I don't laugh, I don't post it. And that one was actually in one take. I did it and I was like, oh, my God, this is so perfect. Like, every word, it's not earrings, it's errangs.
Their
fights, the ghetto fights, or it's not even technically ghetto, but it's just like those ratchet fights, they take forever to transpire. And if they got all the bracelets on, they take everything off, and they give the person time to walk away. And it was just perfect all into 7 seconds. I love that. That's one of my favorite vines.
It describes half the girls at my school perfectly, actually.
That is a lot. Did you see any of the other – that one's like – that actually was like part two. I have like part four of the ghetto girl fights.
I've probably seen them. I just laugh at all of them, honestly. You
well,
make
thank
my day,
so much.
Like, seriously.
Thank you. I'm glad I can do that.
Of course. I've got one question for you. You said that
yes.
You live in Wilson, right?
I do.
I live in Raleigh, which isn't far at all.
Yeah. I was just in Raleigh. A lot of people have been asking me to do a meetup in Raleigh.
Please,
I'm really
do.
Considering that. I gotta find a day where I'm not busy, and it's gotta be because you know I was like I was telling him I work on the weekends, but I can talk to my practice manager one day. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll tweet it and I'll put it on Instagram and Facebook if you follow me up there.
Of course, I follow you on everything.
That's perfect. So you won't miss it then. And I'll give it it'll probably be like on a Saturday because it's usually a day off for everyone and sometime in the afternoon.
That's perfect. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to tell my entire team.
Thank
we will you definitely
so much.
Be there for you.
Cool. Well, thanks for following. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. Love you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
To all the listeners out there, we have Alex and James. Listen, guys, if you call and speak for 5 minutes, don't end it with, hey, I got one question to ask you. I'm just kidding. Your fans are very to all the listeners out there, Alex, James, you've been a great, great guest. I'm not going to keep you longer, man. I know that you're busy. I'm so sorry for keeping you this long. There's a lot of calls we didn't get to. I do apologize. Now, I tried to get to some of the callers, Alex, and they wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't talk to me. They're like, damn, I'm not talking to you, fat guy. I want to talk to Alex right now. So I couldn't get to a few of them, so I do apologize. One of them even said, I said, hey, you're on the phone, Big Dog Radio. Whatabugs. That's all I had to say. Whatabugs. Whatabugs. I'm thinking that might have been a slow person. Just whatabugs. Whatabugs. But, hey, God bless you. Thank you for calling, man. Whatabugs. Let me ask you, my last question is, if anybody, and listen, I want to do this again in the future. I'd love to have you on. There's so much more I want to ask, but you're busy.
Yeah.
I got your number now, so now I can drunk call you and text you and all that good stuff. And, I mean.
I got the iPhone 5S, so I can block a number, too.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I forgot about that.
I'm
new
just
technology.
Kidding.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's that drunk fat bastard from Texas calling me again. No more naked pictures. If anybody could get anything out of this interview, now I'll just be serious for a second. If anybody could get anything out of this interview recording Alex James, what would you want them to get?
Say that one more time.
I said, if anybody could get anything out of this interview regarding yourself, Alex James, what would you want the listeners and the fans to get?
Really, the main thing, which I can't completely come across in my vines, is that I appreciate so much when people look at my videos. And I just want people to understand that, like, they are the reason that I vine and that I'm not some big-headed person who's going around, I got X amount of likes on this. Oh, look how many followers I have up here. That's not who I am, and that's never who I've been about. I am completely appreciative of anything and everything that I've ever gotten, received, period. That's like, that's the main thing. I'll joke around. I like to have fun. But, when it comes down to it, I know that I make 7-second videos and I put it on Vine. I know I'm not an A-lister yet. But, I just want people to know that I am down to earth. They can talk to me, that whatever. And I really appreciate them for watching my Vines.
How many interviews have you got to conduct so far? How many interviews have you done?
This one, and then I have one, I think. It's next week. I got to check the date for that. And then there's another one coming up after that one. It's in like 2 weeks. And then I did 2 weeks before this. It was for a local station in Raleigh. And the time before that, so this is the third time. The time before that was for a college, for the viewers that they have in the town and the college people. So this is about the third one. This is the longest one, though.
And
the other one's like 5 minutes.
Oh, so what you're saying is next time we do it, 5 minutes and no more. I apologize. I am so sorry.
No.
So, it's funny. You're like real nice. Like, well, I've done like this one and this one, and that was so great. No, this was the longest one. But, everything was usually 5 minutes.
I wasn't meaning it like that. No, it I wouldn't even consider it an interview. It was, they were asking me, this, and this, and that literally. I may have took 5 minutes. It was over the phone. There was probably like two people listening, which, I'm completely fine with. And it was like 5 minutes. They just asked basic questions, and they were using, they were using me for the, the headliner when they go into their radio. Like, it would be my voice. It was like one of those. I can't think of the radio, but it was one of those. So this is the technical first interview that I've had.
Well, good. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So Yeah, I'm glad to be this to be
and,
my first one.
And what's so funny, you're making me feel like you're going to hang up like, I am deleting that dude's number. I'm not talking to him again. I mean, first off, he said I'm going to wear blood around my neck like Angel Jolie. He didn't understand what I was trying to say. He's from Texas. He's probably fat and eats and drinks and farts. I don't like him at all.
Well,
so,
Texans are a lot like North Carolinians, so it's all good in the hood.
Well, God bless. Hey, listen, Alex, I want to thank you. And all the listeners, I appreciate you guys, all the callers. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you all. Alex, let's do this again, and I really – when you do get the Angelina Jolie status, you're going to need a bodyguard, you know? You're going to need a bodyguard. I'm a former boxer.
Kevin
Costner. No, I don't think that would work good. But then again, who knows? But, no, I do thank you so much, Alex. You've been a class act, man. And to all the listeners out there, I do want to say this. I've spoken with Alex off the record. He didn't know who I was and probably really don't care, but you were so nice to me. And I remember, you know, I was having a bad day, and I'm just being serious, and I watched Marine Vines, and it made me laugh. And I want to thank you for your, you know, you just your little 7 seconds of input has always been really good, and I do thank you so much. And God bless, be safe, be good, and let's do this again, man. To all the listeners out there, Alex James, the great Alex James, where can they get you up one more time before you go? Where can all the fans hit you up?
Twitter and Instagram, Alex James, ALXJAMES10, so Alex James 10 on Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook too, but it says I've reached a friend limit. I don't know what that's about, but you can still follow me up there, and then you can look at the stuff I post up there too.
All right, brother. God bless. Be safe. Be good, Alex, and we'll be speaking again, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, be good.
All right, see ya.
That was to all the listeners out there. I apologize for some of the callers I didn't get to, but I do thank you all for tuning in the program to speak with Alex James. We will have him on again, and hopefully we'll get to speak with him again. And until then, be sure to check Alex James, Alex James out. You know, he gave you all the info. And I'm the big dog, Benny Henderson Jr. You can hit me up at tweet me at Benny Henderson. Or Facebook me at Benny Henderson Jr. I have not reached my limit yet, so be more than welcome. And right now we're going to close with a little bit of Young LBZ, the young man who passed away 2 weeks after he made this song in a terrible car accident, him and a few friends. Luke Brown Jr., you may be gone, but you're not forgotten. God bless, be safe, be good. Be sure to check out Big Dog Radio next Tuesday. We're going to have the one and only former NFL star, Scott Peters. God bless, be safe, be good. Big Dog Radio. What a buzz.
Life gets hard, but it goes on. I know the time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong. So take a second to rewind this song. Life gets hard, but it goes on. Especially when you're doing wrong. You wake up and everything's gone. Take a second to rewind this song. I know it's hard for the young and the old. And the game's so gross, but I'm only 17. See, your boy got a dream of doing big things. And accomplish everything that I have ever seen. But haters call me king, and there's a perfect queen. See, y'all know what I mean, I'm not stuck in between. Your life is on a screen, boy, and then it pops. And you stop and think, your life is on the brink. God, help, I think I'm a sink. Please, dog, I just need the strength. I need to win, never a defeat. Turn up the beat, and let my soul bleed. Spitting shit that my mama told me. It made me look behind me. It made me look inside me. It's what it took to find me. Life gets hard, but it goes on. I know the time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong. So take a second to rewind this song. Life gets hard, but it goes on. Especially when you're doing wrong. You wake up and everything's gone. Take a second to rewind this song. It's dead and it's gone. Headed down the wrong road. Follow if you're looking for the bronze. Women ain't gold. Not the type to handhold. Hands strong, won't fold. Money like
that won't close. I'll pull out the cash if you can't match. Niggas get exposed in a flash like that. Matter of fact, run that right back. Rewind that track, cause the times get hard, but I still stay strapped with the truth to prove. If you want it, you can catch me in the booth. I choose to speak right, but the wrong I'ma do. Cause I'ma do me, nobody can change that. I'ma stand tall, never fall like a plane crash. But ain't that another thing I say that you can't grasp? Unless you unleash the beast and hear gas. Unlike you men and women that wear masks, sitting what I'm living is still missing the past. Life gets hard, but it goes on. And I know you're feeling weak, just stay strong. It takes time, it won't be long. We do wrong, but we still just keep on. Life gets hard, but it goes on. And I know you're feeling weak, just stay strong. It takes time, it won't be long. We do wrong, but we still just keep on.
I woke up in the morning thinking my life was a dream. I'm 23 and I don't feel like I've accomplished a thing. My uncle's dead, my wife is gone, not a penny to my name. Not to mention my homies from back in the day are starting to act strange. Getting mad cause I'm doing me, up in the studio making G's. They spending their heart with me, just using me for what they need. The kind of betrayal I think can cut them in these. That's why I find myself up alone at night, no sleep. But if you could see what I see, then you would understand that nobody's perfect. We just do the best we can. There's times when you're helpless, then there's times when you're strong. Sometimes you're living right, other times you're living wrong. But no matter how you're living, just keep pushing to the limit. Don't turn around and give in, keep it true, don't be a gimmick. If you have the heart to start something, show the heart to finish. They can take away your life, but your soul will be replenished.
Life gets hard, but it goes on. I know that time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong. So take a second to rewind this song. Life gets hard, but it goes on. Especially when you're doing wrong. We wake up.